To other news now, Google's mission is to organize the world's information. But according to Canada's privacy commissioner, the company's been a little too zealous collecting it. The investigation reveals a serious breach of Canadians' personal information. And it's not just names and addresses. It's usernames, passwords, even sensitive medical information. Justin Hayward reports.
Even with the lock, it's not safe.
Sitting on a bench in downtown Montreal, Professor Benjamin Fung watches a laptop computer scan the neighborhood for wireless hotspots. Dozens pop up, many unsecured. 2 years ago, as a camera-equipped van crisscrossed Canada's cities collecting images for Google's Street View, it also accessed unprotected Wi-Fi connections and loaded up on Canadians' private data. Professor Fung points out, once you connect the data with an internet user's physical location, it can be worth a lot of money, especially to advertisers.
Now they can customize the ad. They can customize the ad so that it is more suitable for your lifestyle. For example, they know that you are now living in the Montreal region. They will push ads related to Montreal through your Gmail or through other channels.
According to an investigation by Canada's privacy commissioner, some of the data Google collected was very sensitive. Investigators went to Google's headquarters in California and had a look at some of what was being stored there. They found some extremely private information, such as a list that provided the names of people suffering from certain medical conditions, along with their telephone numbers and addresses. Jennifer Stoddart is Canada's privacy commissioner. She calls that a serious violation of Canadians' privacy rights, and not Google's first.
I think it shows, you know, almost a willful blindness to looking at the implications of some of the technology that Google is rolling out. We saw another fiasco with Google Buzz.
Google Buzz was Google's foray into social networking. The company had to apologize for the security issues it created. Today, they're apologizing again. No one from the internet giant was available for an interview, but in a statement, Google says the data collection was an accident. Google says one of its software engineers inserted code designed to suck out that kind of data, and the company didn't know. The company says it's profoundly sorry and will work to answer the privacy commissioner's concerns. Stoddart is calling on Google to improve the privacy training it gives to its employees, and that Google delete the Canadian data it's collected. Justin Hayward, CBC News, Montreal.